From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the death of an infamous killer.
I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
Charles Manson, one of the most notorious serial killers in U.S. history, died late Sunday at the age of 83. After 4.5 decades in prison, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reporting he died of natural causes. Manson and six of his associates were jailed in 1971 for a series of 7 grisly murders in the Los Angeles area over 2 nights in 1969.
I never told anybody to do anything other than what they wanted to do.
The murders were supposedly inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Manson's most well-known victim was the 26-year-old American actress Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant when she was stabbed to death by the Manson gang at the home she shared with film director husband Roman Polanski. Manson himself had been denied parole 12 times. At least 3 other Manson associates have been paroled after serving time for crimes linked to Manson. Iraq's top court ruled Monday that a Kurdish independence referendum was unconstitutional. A court said the decision should cancel the results of the vote in which an overwhelming majority of those who participated supported independence. Iraq's central government has repeatedly made known it saw the vote as illegal, and the Supreme Court ruled last week that no region was allowed to secede. Kurdish authorities accepted the earlier ruling, saying it represented a starting point for inclusive dialogue between the two sides to resolve their differences. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, has ignored a Monday noon deadline to either step down or face impeachment. Anita Powell has this for VOA.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial, and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight. And as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
On Monday, Chris Mutsvangwa, head of the influential War Veterans Association, said demonstrations would continue and that the group would also go to court to seek to legalize the military's actions against Mugabe last week. An international fleet of ships and planes is fighting high winds and waves in the search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine naval spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the search effort has been tripled with 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft from 7 nations. The last regular communication with the ARA San Juan was early Wednesday when the German-built diesel-electric submarine disappeared about 400 kilometers off the Argentine coast. A powerful underwater earthquake struck east of New Caledonia's Loyalty Islands in the South Pacific on Monday. It initially registered 7.0 magnitude, but Australia Geosciences seismologist Doran Ionescu said it was more powerful than that.
The actual magnitude as measured by us is more like 7.2, and we had also generation of small tsunami waves. It was a very shallow earthquake. Tsunami wave up to 1 meter.
It was the latest and most powerful of quakes that have rattled the South Pacific in the past month. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. At an emergency Arab League meeting in Cairo on Sunday, Saudi Arabia sought backing of other Arab countries for a united front against Iran and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah for their growing aggression and meddling in the region. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Gait says he hopes the Iranians will change their policies and behavior and hopes Tehran has received the message that there is Arab anger. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.